Good afternoon, and welcome to the Ascended Masters of Light, Session 3, February the 20th, 2022. I still struggle with that, but we'll make it. And of course, this is Jones here, I'm here, and Milena is there. Can you say it? Hello, Milena?
Ooh, Milena, are you here?
I'd unmute myself, so hello.
Okay. Well, for today, we'll start off with a centering meditation by the four archangels, Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and, of course, Uriel. Next, we'll have an open discussion with Joan and Milena. And then Joan and the Council of 12 will then guide us in the process to upgrade the chakras that are within the first triad. Then Milena will then take us through a process that further strains our prime directive. If you remember, we had a whole session on that. And now, before we welcome them, we have an announcement for you. And we really need to, and this is a communication announcement. You know, you've heard it before, so I'm just repeating. But we're asking everybody to send an email to ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com with contact information in the subject line so that we can build our contact list there. This email address will be used exclusively going forward and will be utilized when the two-way communications are needed. We will use the list Amelia is compiling for the names you wish to use and be addressed by. If you have not responded to her on the Facebook page, please do so or include your name and preference in an email that you send her. Now, please welcome our four archangels who will lead us in an energetic centering meditation.
Okay, let's all take a deep breath and get very centered in our sacred heart center. Take a deep breath again and welcome Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Michael, and Archangel Raphael. Greetings. We are the four archangels, and we come in a quadratic configuration that is most important during these days that you spend with us building the foundational processes and upgrades that are needed as you begin to function from a more personal, refined frequency range. These energetics that the Council of 12 has begun to exhibit and to transmit to you in these foundational steps that you are taking are most important. As we proceed, more upgrades will continually be given so that you can receive what is needed at regular intervals that do not impair the function of your physical body, because this body is being upgraded very gently along the way with the energetic upgrades that you are participating and receiving. We are important vehicles in this transmission and are so honored to assist you at this time. So let us get very centered together at this time, each of you in your sacred heart, and breathe in the love of the all that is. Breathe in the element of love, that creative element that is so important now. Breathe in the light of the all that is in its magnitude that is being transmitted at this very moment. Realize that you are being led as an important part of this crucible. As we proceed with you in these great upgrades, more powerful states of being will be realized by each of you. They all emanate from the vast creative realms of Prime Creator, the realms from where each one of you, each one of us, originated. And this will become more evident as each step is taken. You are fully supported, beloveds. Understand that. Always know that. The full function of this Council of 12 is a function to bring Christ consciousness into the full functioning in the physical realms. And you, as the human counterpart, taking these steps with the council of which you are a part, will gradually set the stage for all who come into embodiment in future millenniums. We are excited to take this journey with you. And as we are more present, you can relate to this quadratic function of we archangels, because we have shown you a personal relationship over the many years we have been together. And this helps you as you navigate these new waters of experience with the council. That is a massive council and a very, in a way, non-personal function, because this council, even though it is composed of individual expressions of your community, is also included. There is a vast function of Prime Creator taking place within this group and within this council. This council is of great value as Earth is returning slowly but gently into its original state and beyond. So with that, let us begin our session. Take a deep breath and be very present in this moment as we begin.
Welcome, everyone. So we thought we'd have a little chat with you about a couple things before we get into our processes for tonight. The first one is about the Facebook page. And you guys have been really good about responding to each other's questions. And we want to encourage you to do that more and more. If you have a question that is related to something we have done in the class, then Joan and I will respond as well. But if it's a broader question, we're going to leave that up to the community to respond to one another. And if along the way there's some clarification that is needed, you know, Joan and I might jump into that. But this is, you know, this Facebook page is for you. And so to support one another, you know, as we go through this journey together. So thank you for everybody who has responded. And then if you don't get your question answered sufficiently or satisfactorily enough for you, then say, you know, you can reach out again and ask Joan or I to respond if you need more clarity.
I think that it's so important now that you use this Facebook page, and the mastery you carry is very valuable as a member of this council. So to be able to share that mastery with one another is a big step that you're taking here. And to communicate that stream of consciousness, there is so much in that stream of consciousness that will be awakened in you in the next several months. And to be able to share that with others in the community who have a different stream of consciousness, and they have their gifts to share. And there will be time for that as we get these foundational processes integrated. So learning to share that stream of consciousness when you have a knowing about something that is being discussed or there's a question, ask. And you know, if it is about a specific session or a teaching that we have just done, of course, Milena and I are always there to respond to that. You have anything else to share about that, Milena?
No, I think we're good. And before we go on to our next discussion, I just want to make another real quick announcement to you. So our next meeting will be on Sunday, March the 20th, which is also the spring equinox. So this meeting will be very, very important. Please plan to join us live if at all possible. And around March 14th or so, begin watching your email for an email that will come for us that will contain information about preparing yourself for the March 20th gathering. Then we wanted to talk to you a little bit about language and words. You know, it's been said oftentimes over the past years that our words and our languaging is inadequate when we start playing in these higher dimensional realms. Well, as true as that was in the past, it is 1,000 times more so now. These higher frequency and these creative realms that we are being invited to play in, translating these energetics into words is becoming more and more difficult to do. To that end, we need to learn to kind of change our perception of, like on Joan and I, when we are giving this information to you, and then on your end and how you receive it. So these teachings and these processes are that and so much more. So in this more of a quantum field, it's let us begin thinking about what you receive when we go into the processes and the teachings as transmissions. They're energy-laden transmissions. They're full of light codes, and there are no words to adequately describe what we will be experiencing. And then from your end, if you will come to these meetings and when we start get into the session as receiving, you're the receivers of the transmission. So words are a mental construct. but they're what we have. So if we can kind of tweak that just a little bit and kind of change, instead of listening for words, start hearing the sounds instead. Sounds are what create that light wave that will bring all of the information to you. It's just a little refinement, but it's huge. And if you start receiving it as sound waves into your center and drop out of your rational mind into the center of your heart, you will find a big difference and you will be able to receive and hold even more. So, Joan, you want to add to that?
No, I think you said it very well. You know, as Melania said, we struggle with that because we get these, you know, we've talked about that for the last few years about these holographic downloads, and that we don't, in a third dimensional language of English or in anything, any language that is present on the earth at this time, we do not have an adequate vocabulary to explain those things. And I know you've all experienced that. You've had experiences in your meditations and in your quiet time with certain teachings, and that you see or you know things, and there is no way that you can communicate that in any kind of language. So I think it is very helpful. And for those of you who aren't comfortable with the sounds, if you just kind of get, you know, it's really important that you're getting into the energetics of the feel of it, or the knowing that it stimulates within you. Yeah, it's not a mental process whatsoever. And boy, we have had to learn that, Melaine and I, over the past several months.
Still are. And at times we struggle to be able to find a way to begin to describe these huge energetics. And if you remember in our very first session on January 9th, when the Council of 12 came in, they asked you to receive their essence. And so, and that's what we're moving into, is to receive the essence of what is being transmitted to you. And this is to prepare you, because the time will come when it's time for you to present to the group. And you have to move into a different way of presenting than we've been accustomed to in the past. And it is a learning curve. And it's a learning curve for us. It will be for you. The way you're being asked to receive is different than what it's ever been in the past. So we're holding each other's hands going through this as we learn, because this is a whole new frequency of everything that we are being asked to experience.
Before we move forward with the various teaching aspects of this session, does anybody have any comments that they would like to make, or a question in relation to what we've been discussing that you'd like to ask?
I have something, Joan, I'd like to say. I think I experienced this a little bit on a higher level after our second session on a Sunday evening. Well, it was Sunday night morning, right around midnight. I received a transmission from my son, who passed away about 18 months ago. I heard him come in. I heard the whoosh. I felt his energy, and I smiled, and mentally I said, "Hello, Craig, I love you." And he just shot me full of love. It was just huge. And I felt him, I'd never heard words, I felt him tell me that he wanted me to get a hold of Kathy, who is the woman that I talked to after he passed away, about his transmission and So I called her. I said, I'll email her tomorrow. Is that okay? And he was gone. He left. And so I got a hold of her, and I was able to get a meeting with her right away. And what he wanted me to know is that he is an angel now, and he is helping others. And there was so much joy with that. We were all laughing, and Kathy and I were laughing together. And she said, Craig was this huge, big ball of light, and that he was so joyful. And it was an incredible feeling. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that I'm still working in the Pink Diamond. And I have felt, I've been watching the Pink Diamond, the Crystal Lotus, the Flower of Life, the Merkaba. Everything has been glowing brighter and getting bigger. And it's just amazing to watch. When I go in the Merkaba, I go in at 150% light. And it's immediate. It's just right there. It's been really awesome. The other thing I wanted to mention is that when I first talked to my son, he said, the very first time after he passed, he said there were so many angels and other beings that he didn't recognize. And I said, well, I sent you legions. I said, I sent everybody that I work with to help you in your transition. And he said he was in a beautiful pink space and that he was doing soul healing there. And I believe that they took him directly to my Pink Diamond in the healing corner. And it's just been amazing. And I can't wait to see what happens next. I think that my transmission with him coming in, I've never experienced that before. And it occurred to me that that's the beginning of using our telepathic powers. And I could see where all of us would be doing that in the future in doing this work. Exactly. And that's so exciting.
Exactly. Yeah. All of our communication channels are opening as you know, every part of it. So yeah, you're exactly right. And you know, we're being prepared to become galactic citizens, you know, and we will be interacting with beings who don't use words to communicate. So yes, we're in the preparatory stage of all of that. So absolutely. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
I wouldn't mind sharing for just a moment, if that's still okay.
Sure.
I didn't know I was going to start crying. So my experiences so far with the Council of 12 is not what I anticipated. I was so excited last December, and now it feels like I'm releasing so much more trauma. It's stressful because there's more and more really deep trauma that's coming out, and it's not what I expected to be experiencing right now. I listen to other people sharing, and I hear and feel so much joy and bliss from everybody that I wonder sometimes if I should be here, because I feel like there's still so many layers of painful trauma from my childhood that still gets in the way, that it comes up like it comes up so fast and so intense. It's like, I do my best to recognize it and then release it. But it's sometimes I wonder if I'm ready for this energy, if I still have this much layers of stuff to still needs to leave.
I really don't feel you're alone here. The degree of the trauma is very personal. But through all of this, as we negotiate these more refined realms, things that don't resonate in those realms have to go. And you are absolutely in the right place. You are a member of this council. And it is just these particular traumas that you're feeling very deeply that you've hidden from yourself. And that's okay, because you have a valuable stream of consciousness that you will leave as a legacy as a member of this council. I know myself, a lot of things have transpired in my life that I did not experience, I didn't expect at all. And I know that it's a constant review for me. It probably doesn't have the quite, I'm not experiencing the emotional response that you have, but it's okay. It's unique. My processing is unique to me, and as is every member. So don't worry that you're not in the right place. You are definitely in the right place.
Thank you.
And you just have to move through this, and it will benefit you greatly in the end.
Sometimes I feel like what I'm experiencing isn't the trauma that I'm transmuting.
Yes.
Debbie's been pointing out, and others, that some of it might not even be mine.
Correct. It may be parts of your lineage. It may be things that you picked up because you're clairsentient that belong to you. They belong to the collective consciousness of humanity.
Yeah. Okay.
So those things have already happened. And you do not have to feel at the depth you feel unless you if there's some clearing benefit to that. So trust is what I'm telling you. Yes.
Thank you so much.
In fact, when we get into the session, where part of what's happening tonight's session is to help heal some of that split right there, some of that fracture.
Yeah. What? Excuse
Can
me.
I just,
what, go ahead.
No, you go ahead first.
Oh, what I've been experiencing is a lot of my childhood memories coming up that I never remembered. But as I let go of all the trauma that I've experienced throughout my childhood, it's being replaced by the good memories that I forgot because of all the other situations in my life that I had not been allowed or could not let in the good memories as well as my abusive part. So
thank you.
Yeah, can I just say one thing here?
Sure.
I Kelly, you are absolutely not alone. I feel exactly the same way you do. I feel still stuck in not bringing out the emotions. I have stuffed my emotions so far down that I can't even hardly feel. I never hardly cry. I never hardly feel much of anything. So I felt like you do. Like, why am I really here? Should I be here? It crosses my mind all the time. And yet I'm still guided to be here.
Yes, you are. Don't doubt you.
Joan, isn't this a part of our heart opening that's happening, of the shift from any of the mental, emotional pieces? For me, it feels like the hyper the speed, you know, that we journeyed, you know, to deliver the crucible, that is like a vortex in a way that's, I've been experiencing just randomly in moments for these past couple of weeks, 3-4 weeks, that moments, they come through for me as images, you know, so they're just like little freeze frame moments from my lifetime up until now, at all different ages, like shame or blame or sorrow or you know, regret, all of that, you know, composite of emotions, it's just like it's being flicked off, you know, because the energies that we're embodying now are so pure that anything that's not that in frequency is just being cast off. And so Kelly to speak, and Susie and everyone to speak to that too. It's very real, but it's not, it comes with the recognition that it's not who we are. That's the experience that I'm having, is like, even though we experience those things, they're not ours. We don't have to claim our identity or our ownership or whatever of that. It was part of being the human, you know, collective up until then, and now it doesn't serve us anymore, and it can't exist where we are now, especially in the 150, you know, range of light. So,
thank you. Can I break in here? This is Katie. Jody is trying to get into the Zoom call from the hospital, and she's asking to be let in.
I can't see that on my screen.
Kimberly must have gotten it because it was up there.
Yeah, I got her.
All right. Okay. I can't see it on my screen for some reason. So if you
could. Yeah, thank you, Katie.
Okay. And as long as I'm talking, I'd like to say that I've been facing significant challenges, and I know a lot of others have also. But when you think about what we're doing, we're on the path to becoming ascended masters. And in that path, it's a series of steps and challenges. So I would expect that as we go through these 3 years, or if we renew for more, that we will be given challenges that may seem difficult at the time, but always we can handle and just take it step by step. So what I'm doing is uniting the joy and the gratitude with the trauma release, et cetera. And that may go on for a while. So I don't think we should be surprised by this. I think we should say, oh yeah, I'm going to get some challenges, and every one of them I'm going to be able to handle. So that's the approach that I've been taking.
Cool.
Well, I think this is a conversation that we're having here, because you know, to share from your heart is important to the community at large, because we don't often speak of our private trials.
Hello, this is Charlotte.
Yes.
Hi, Charlotte.
I'm going to put a different perspective on some of this. And I'll say, I've been sitting watching a TV series that's in the 1800s and sitting in there in tears because each episode is about some drama, and looking at what that drama is, and knowing that whether or not I had it in this lifetime or another lifetime, it is us who are holding that 150 level of light that can put light into that particular subject, whether it was loss of a loved one, what it was like to lose a husband, and then you were in the frontier and had to survive. We are the ones that are putting the light into that. And we're putting it in for all of humanity. But if you have not experienced that, you have no connection to it. So each one of you have experienced a whole realm of things through multiple lifetimes, and you chose, and look at the list, and some of them you go, I don't really believe I said I was going to come and do this. Some of you are doing the thought patterns and the belief systems on them. Some of us are doing the emotional programming for it. We each have our part. So if you're sitting in there in tears watching a movie or some thought of the childhood or a loss of a relationship or struggling with finance, this is all what we are putting the light into. And that's why we have to do it in steps, because it's a big job.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Thank you.
I wanted to...
And if you need support, call one of us.
I don't know if can anyone hear me?
Yeah,
yeah,
can
sure.
hear you.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I was kind of struggling through some of the energy since our last session. And I came upon some, and I shared on our Facebook some of the things that I thought were important. But I noted one day that driving into town was a little challenging. And I'm thinking, this shouldn't be this difficult. And so I came back home and I realized in my meditation that and I'm talking to myself, Sandy, you forgot to get back into 130%. You were still out there in 150, and you're not functioning very well out there in the world that way. So I realized, oh, okay, after my meditation or when I close my meditation, I need to step it down gradually to where when I come out, I'm at 130%, then I can function. And I don't have as many problems, but I want to say that there's so much energy, and it's not just from us that's going around right now, that's increasing. And I'm feeling it. And it's, you know, some days I have to just sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do too. I mean, there are days, you know, I'll call Joan and she call me and she says, I just can't handle this energy today, or I'll tell her I can't handle this energy today. So yeah, we're all feeling it. And you made a good point there, Sandy. Everybody has their own set point as far as that speed goes. And I went through a couple of weeks of not being able to go to sleep at night since we started moving up into this 150%. So at night, I just say, okay, I need to set this down to sleep mode. And so, and if I remember to do that every night, I sleep so much better. So, you know, we have to kind of step and take responsibility for ourselves and, you know, and learn. But it's, again, it's part of this learning curve. We're learning how to operate in these frequencies while still having to deal with, you know, everyday life and deal with people who are not operating at 130% and 140%. So, yeah, so it's a huge learning curve. And, you know, we're here for each other. And we certainly always, all of you always have our support. And if you're really struggling, reach out. As I don't know who said, Jana said, somebody said, you know, absolutely reach out if you're really struggling with this, because we are family. You know, this is Ohana. This is community. And, you know, it takes this entire community to accomplish what we're being asked to accomplish, which is no small feat. So it's going to bring up a lot of stuff. And you also, I'll just say this one time. And Kimberly, it says two people have entered the waiting room. I don't know if you can see that, but I don't see an admit button. Okay, I'm sorry. I just saw that. Okay. You know, and I don't like to give any energy to any opposition to the light, but you have to remember that is out there, absolutely. And there are times when things are going to be thrown up for you to deal with, you know, because there are a faction in this world who do not want us doing what we're doing.
I would like to share something shortly.
Yes.
That I, by listening to all of you, specifically those who were sharing some kind of struggling, I also had hard time these 2 weeks but not mentally or emotionally. I was in pain. And by listening to all of you tonight, right now, I just healed. My pain is gone. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's all.
Thank you for sharing.
Hi, family.
Hi, let's do one more, and then we do need to get started. We still have a lot of work to do, but let's do one more.
I just wanted to say thank you to the people that were talking about struggling, because that's been my MO. And I asked, especially when we had to make a decision on going into the next level of training. You know, I've always felt like I'm a peg in a square peg in a round hole. I just don't kind of fit with all the scientific people. And my counsel told me really clearly, they said, it doesn't matter if you're at the top of the class or the bottom of the class. Because I've always thought that I'm on the last rung, okay? You know, it mattered that you're in the class. And it was like, I just went, oh my God. Yes, of course. It doesn't matter, you know, but it matters that I'm here. And the other thing was that, you know, yeah, I've gone through a lot of childhood trauma that I have stuffed down so deeply. But you know what? No baggage allowed. We're the ones that have to hold the brightest light, because we're going into a planetary Christ consciousness. And we're part of the people or the beings that are going to hold that for this planet to be able to step into. We aren't the only group doing this, but we are, you know, and in the integral part of the group, because we're working with that high council. And that's where we're headed. And our light has to be completely untarnished. And, you know, I just kind of like flow with it. But thank you so much for letting me know I'm not alone.
Well, that's what's
and I'm done.
About these conversations at the very beginning, because we can't have them in the end when we're all in altered states. So we do have to move on, but I want to assure you that we are going to have these times personally that we have to navigate through, and they have a purpose, as does everything in our life. So we're going to move on, and next week there'll be something else this community has to share, because you are a valuable stream of consciousness. So let's take a deep breath and get very centered in this moment. It's important that you value this journey, and there will be a lot of ups and downs, and the ups are exquisite and the downs are difficult. But that is why they are taking so much time with us to build this foundation, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically. This is your time to align personally with the light frequencies that you are being received, so that these gradual upgrades can take place. Now, you may seem sometimes, like many of you are having a little difficulty right now in your emotions or your thought system, but it's just to draw your attention to that they need to be paid attention to and use these energies differently. So that said, we want to now continue with a very valuable part of this teaching and energetic process. During this part of our session, we will be revisiting the triadic system, not just in this session, but throughout the sessions. at various times. We will make some upgrades in the first triad. This is a really important triad. And before we do this, we think it's appropriate that we give you a few reminders of how and why the system was designed. The triadic system alters the energetic function of the chakra system. It's a unifying principle of the entire chakra system, both physical, both your physical chakras as well as your non-physical chakras. This enables us to experience life in a body through a spiritually based conscious awareness of self. Our next upgrade begins with the first triad. Some time ago, we merged an upgraded version of the first three chakras into our heart chakra. All four chakras begin to spin in a unified sequence of self-love and appreciation for what Source created in us. Now we proceed to another upgrade that must take place within this first triad. The first triad is the base that holds the entire triadic system. As you remember, one folds into another and into that base triad. The chakras that compose the first triad are very important chakras that relate to how we experience the physical world as we journey through life in a body on earth. And as you've all discovered, this journey has not been easy. It's an essential part of our ascension process. And this requires constant upgrades as we open our consciousness to the more refined levels. So let us begin. Take a deep centering breath from the interior of your sacred heart. Be aware of yourself in your light body. What a beautiful body it is. And that light body is within your Merkaba vehicle of light. Notice that all three star tetrahedrons are spinning in unison at 130% light. Wow. Take another deep breath. And with your intention, increase the light to 140%. Notice how quickly that occurred. Another breath. Now increase the light to 150%. Be in this frequency of light for a few moments. Enjoy the beauty and the peace that's within the inner chamber of your vehicle. Deep breath, present and alert. Welcome a stream of consciousness from the Council of 12. We are the Council of 12. Our purpose today is to support you as you bring your individual prime directive into the chakras of your first triad. This enables each of you to access a whole different sacred heart consciousness about your individuality, as well as your personal and collective membership within the Council of 12. Our council is a massive stream of collective consciousness whose purpose is to initiate an ascension process that brings about the ability for those in a human body to function consciously within many sequences of many dimensions through the eighth dimension. We will guide you through these many dimensions until you begin to push on the beginning stages of ninth dimension, which is the dimension where you begin to lose all form and become pure creative spirit. You are now at a lower level in this ascension process because you came from a substantially dense state of consciousness. In the coming months and years, you will enter into a collective consciousness and become a pure creative consciousness. When you stay conscious of your prime directive, as well as your various color codes and harmonics, you become aware of the value as a stream of consciousness. Be aware of your personal energetics that you continually upgrade and contribute to the ascension energetics of the Council of 12. There is no involvement of ego in this state of consciousness. Your ego is transformed by the pure energetics of your prime directive, your color codes, and your harmonics. The reason for imprinting the prime directive on the chakras of the first triad is because these chakras relate to your human physical self. Your personal prime directive introduces another stream of consciousness into your body. As you maneuver through your physical world, you can remain conscious of the fact that your prime directive is part of your makeup. The divine wisdom of your soul spirit is the force of the manifestation of your creations because of the integration of your prime directive, your personal light codes, and your personal harmonics into all chakras that pertain to form. This alters how you think, how you feel, and how you function from the mental emotional body, which is your human creative center. Humans are unlike any other species in other universes and galaxies because of your power of creativeness. The ability to feel separates you from all other body types. It's that feeling that makes you unique. Your mental emotional body is all that combination makes you a unique human. The first step that we will guide you through is to open a more refined function of your heart chakra. The refined heart chakra opening shows you that you have value. This is an opening of consciousness that is beyond any egoic influence. This is where you become aware of your purpose and your creative power. It affects the mental body's fracture that has caused self-doubt and unworthiness to play out in your life experience. Take a deep breath. Conscious, aware, and present in your light body. Notice your presence within the inner chamber of your Merkaba vehicle, which is now functioning at 100%, 150% light. Your crystal key is in the lock on the dashboard. All has been prepared for this next step that you are about to take. Open your first chakra,
see it spinning in brilliant red colors of light. Now insert your prime directive, its color codes and harmonics. Notice how the rotations of the spinning chakra have increased substantially. As it spins, all of the different color codes begin to reflect a brilliant light throughout the first chakra. There are also various harmonics that can be subtly heard and felt. Notice how the prime directive becomes your main focus, and the color codes and harmonics support that focus and create a new knowing of self. Next, we direct your attention to your second chakra, which is spinning in a bright orange color of light. This is also home to your emotional body. Insert your prime directive, your color codes, and your harmonics into this chakra with intention and purpose. Be aware of how the spinning has increased and that there are many brilliant colors that are now within this chakra. There are also familiar harmonics that you can hear as well as feel as this chakra spins through the guidance of your prime directive. Your ability to use your emotions improves as you create and manifest what is needed in a precise manner. Move your attention to the third chakra. See it spinning in a field of vivid yellow. Insert your prime directive, your color codes, and your harmonics into the spinning yellow chakra. Notice how the spin of this chakra has begun to increase under the direction of your prime directive. The primary color of this chakra remains yellow, but your color code reflects into this clear yellow disc as it spins and spins. The reflection of your personal colors enhance the function of the emotions. You can hear and feel the soft personal harmonics, as they also enhance the function of this chakra. Your ability to draw precisely from the central sun is enhanced. The imprints that you receive from the central sun enhances a balanced function within your personal power center because it is now in alignment with the original intention of Source when your soul spirit was created. Direct your attention to your heart chakra, which has now become one of the base chakras of the first triadic system.
It's an important base. Notice how the chakra contains a new, improved, merged first three chakras. The energetics of the upgraded first three chakras now merge into your heart chakra. Your prime directive, your color codes, and your harmonics become part of the functioning of these chakras. Your prime directive is guiding and influences these important four chakras. There's another valuable merge that is taking place through these energetics. And this merge creates the beginning of a seal that starts to fill the fracture in your mental emotional body. It's not yet complete until certain upgrades are accomplished, but it is a beginning stage that is overshadowed by the energetic components of your prime directive. Next, we want to direct your attention to your sacred heart center, which is where we began this upgrade. Your prime directive is already imprinted within this center of consciousness. It was not available on certain events until certain events took place that allowed states of a developing consciousness to be seen and known. Now we move into a final upgrade of the throat chakra, an upgrade that was taken previously in this chakra. You made this upgrade when you merged your personal creative intention or will with the original intention of Prime Creator at the moment that your spirit was created. This upgrade enabled you to speak your truth appropriately. Focus your attention on the beautiful blue spinning throat chakra. Notice how brilliant the blue color is radiating through this chakra. Now, with your intention, add your prime directive, your personal color codes, and harmonics to the spinning disc. The rotation of the throat chakra has increased substantially. See the various colors that now play out throughout this spinning vortex. Hear or feel your personal harmonics softly adding to the energetic function of this very valuable chakra. The upgrades that you have just created within this first triad have been added and increase the rotational spinning sequence of the foundational complex of the first triadic system. You have prepared this triad to receive more ascension codes when they are needed. Take a deep breath, be present and aware. Take a moment now before we continue. Elena?
Let's slow our frequency down in your Merkaba to 140%. From the awareness of your sacred heart, continue holding in this present moment the frequencies and light codes of your prime directive that are now permanently imprinted in your first five chakras, as we begin with the next segment of today's journey. The beings of the creative realm who are building the new crucible have invited us to participate in this magnificent creation by contributing your specific and individuated frequencies of your prime directive. If we have not yet fully impressed upon your awareness just how significant the gift of consciously receiving and remembering your prime directive was and is, let us do so now. Remembering and living your prime directive is the single most important key to your personal ascension journey that you could ever receive while in human form. This gift from the prime creator to you is a beautiful, brilliant, radiant, and luminescent light code that forever connects you with the source of all there is. It is now becoming the primary means by which the creator chooses to express itself through the beauty of you as a soul spirit. Now let's increase your vibration back to 145% light. Within your Merkaba field, enter the coordinates for the Angelic Lake Portal in Arkansas, where the etheric crystal resides. Since we last saw our etheric crystal, it has continued to expand and transform. It is now massive and covers most of the lake. The heart of the etheric crystal is now located in front of Joan and John's home. So be sure to say hello as you pass over. As we arrive at the lake portal, you will see the etheric crystal extending from the bottom of the lake well into the space above the water, radiating with new light codes. Maneuver your Merkaba vehicle into the frequency bands of light surrounding the etheric crystal. Allow these enhanced light frequencies to be received by your light body through your sacred heart and into your unified field. Continue that flow into the inner chamber of your Merkaba light vehicle. Allow it then to move
into the entirety of your Merkaba vehicle and Merkaba field of light. This is yet another refinement to your light body, Merkaba vehicle, and entire unified field. And this includes your Sacred Heart. As you are now aware, we are being pushed to receive and hold higher and higher streams of light energetics. Take a few deep breaths and remain aware and conscious. If you will notice, our 12th dimensional multifaceted magenta diamond is now sitting on the etheric crystal. What an incredible sight. In attendance are our four archangels, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael, who watch over the light portal and the etheric crystal, and who have dedicated themselves to our collective ascension journey. They will be our guides again today as we travel deep into the void of the cosmic womb, to the realm where the crucible is being created. They will also be our escorts as we deliver the frequencies of our prime directive. So increase the frequency of your Merkaba light vehicle back to 150% light. Follow the archangels into the center of our magenta diamond, which is our entry into the stargates. As we travel with ever-increasing speeds, making many turns at various and at times sharp angles, once again, we will reach superluminal speeds. Traveling ever deeper through and into far distant galaxies. As we near our destination and the exit point of the Stargate, we begin slowing down. To exit the Stargate, we must pass through a force field. Once you clear the force field, dock and exit your Merkaba vehicle. Follow the archangels, moving softly and respectfully as to not disturb anything. Everything here is shrouded in a heavy blanket of swirling mist. We are directed to gather together and sit on what we would interpret as the ground. Now, this is not the same place where we left our crucible. It has been transported to this distant and even more rarefied realm. You should be able to feel that this is another environment that is, again, vastly different from any others we have experienced.
The invitation for us to journey here was only given after much discussion and consideration due to the ultra and extreme pristine nature of this creative cosmic realm. An exception was granted because the Council of 12, along with the creative beings of this realm, believe it is vitally important for each of us as part of this collective to contribute to the formulation of the new crucible. Doing so will have far-reaching effects for millenniums to come. This is how valued and important they consider each of us to be. So take a couple of deep breaths. And we will begin. Taking only one of us at a time, two archangels, each taking a hand, are guiding you deep into the thickening mist. You realize you are no longer walking, but are floating. You move further and further into the luminous, spiraling mist. You can feel a change in the atmosphere surrounding you. The mist is morphing and has more viscosity, more substance. As you near the center, the intensity of the frequencies are increasing exponentially. Once you reach the core, there is a wide vertical stream of light. The archangels step back once they place you suspended in the center of this light stream. Very, very slowly, you begin to spin in the light and the spiraling plasmic mist. Light is increasing. With your purest of intentions, from your divine sacred heart, begin to transmit the radiant light and color codes, geometries, frequencies, and harmonics of your prime directive, along with the element of love, into the plasmic field surrounding you. And as you emit your uniquely personal light codes and frequencies that are exclusive to you, you might see the colors of your light codes or perhaps feel the vibrations of your harmonic tones. Your divine codes and frequencies will be gathered by the creative beings and then woven with gossamer strands of light into the lattice of the crystalline matrix, creating our new sacred space. The transmission is complete. The light reduces and you stop spinning. The two archangels are back at your side, and taking your hands, they escort you out of this plasmic matrix. Without them, we would become very disoriented. You are returned to sit where you were earlier as we wait for everyone to finish. And while you wait, take this time and reflect on all that you have just experienced and the immensity of the honor you have been given to participate at this level in the unfolding of this divine master plan. It appears everyone is done. So let's return to our Makava light vehicles. Be sure they are set to 150% light. Following the archangels, we once again will pass through the force field back into the corridor of the Stargate. Prepare to accelerate to superluminal speeds as we travel the many gateways back to the etheric crystal. When you slow down, you will exit the Stargate through the center of the magenta diamond. Let's take a moment and together thank the archangels for being our escorts and for all they provide for us. You may wish to imprint the vision of this magnificent etheric crystal and the magenta diamond into your memory banks. As we leave, give Joan and John a nod with your Merkaba, and now return to where your physical body is sitting. Take some breaths. Be conscious and aware of your surroundings. Wiggle your toes. So in our quiet time over the next weeks, begin consciously transmitting your prime directive and all the newly refined frequencies that you now hold in your light body to your physical body. We're all undergoing major changes on every level. Drink lots of water, honor your quiet time, and sit in the expanded awareness of yourself as an ascending master of light. This transmission is complete. So before we close the session, I'm going to try to change the graphic behind me because I want to show you something, but let me see if I can do this without losing everyone. It's not, so we'll post it on the Facebook page for them. So it's a graphic that I found that for me looks very much like what we just saw in that core of where our crucible is being created. So with that, we will close our session. So blessings, everyone.
Blessings.
Blessings.